Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Zevachim Daf, Yud Beis Zevachim 12. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara brings down a teaching in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So says Rabbi Yochanan, Achal Chelev, if somebody accidentally ate the non-kosher meat, and as a result of this, he's obligated to bring a sin offering, and a person who is obligated, an individual, must bring a sin offering for having accidentally done such a sin, normally would bring either a female goat or a female sheep. And so as a result of this, the hifrish korban, the person has separated a sacrifice as part of this offering. He separated either a female goat or female sheep. And then after he designated this offering to be, this animal to be his offering, the hamir das, what he did was he became an apostate. He converted to a different religion. And so now we have an animal that had been designated while he was Jewish, but then the person became a non-Jew. And then after he became a different faith, v'chazarbo, he repented. He repented from the fact that he had become an apostate, and now he returned to Judaism. So we say, hoil v'nidcha. So since we say at the time that he was an apostate, this sacrifice became incapable of being brought. It was not able to be brought because we have a principle that somebody who is an apostate, somebody who's an apostate is not able to bring an offering on our altar in the temple. And so therefore this animal had become pushed off from being able to be brought. So as a result of this, yidach, as a result of this, we say that this sacrifice can never be brought, and the person has to bring a different sin offering, take a different animal and bring it as a sin offering after he repents. And the Gemara clarifies that the novelty of this law is that we might have thought that even in this case where he since he could easily repent, it doesn't say easy, but it says since he can repent, we might have thought that therefore this law of hoil, that since it was pushed off, yidacha, the animal can never be brought. So since it's easy for him to repent, we might have thought that doesn't apply. So therefore, we learn from here, no, it still applies in this case that the animal is pushed off, even though he can repent. And Tosfos, writing about this law, says, when do we say that the animal can no longer be brought? Because hol v'nidacha yidacha, that since it's pushed off, it's always pushed off. He says that's only in a case specifically where first the person who had sinned designated the animal, and afterwards he converted to a different faith. However, if he had first converted and only after that designated the animal, then we say the animal is not pushed off, because we say that dichoy meikar, since it was pushed off before he was in the category of being able to separate it, that's not considered to be dichoy in a situation. Tosus's language is kimin to biyado l'takim b'kaal. Since he could easily fix this matter, and since he could easily repent, therefore this is not going to be considered to be something that is pushed off so much, so to speak. Because since he could easily repent, therefore it's not considered to be dichoy under this circumstance where he had first converted and only then designated the animal. But the upshot of this Gemara is that we see that an apostate can easily repent. Somebody becomes a different faith and has joined a different faith, and then he wants to return to Judaism. Tosfos says kiven to be yadu atakein klal, since he can easily fix this matter. And the Gemara also assumes that it's easy to repent. So how can we, what is the situation, practically speaking, if somebody becomes a member of a different faith, is it easy to repent under those circumstances? So the Sefer Hasidim, writing in Ashkenaz in the 13th century, in Germany in the 13th century, says in Simon Reish Gimel that somebody who has converted to a different faith and then wants to return to be Jewish, and he's accepted upon himself to repent, like his teachers have told him to do. But normally the case was in Ashkenaz in the 13th century that it wouldn't just be a matter of thought process and verbalization, saying I'm Jewish, again, I want to start living life as a Jew. Normally it would involve the personal, physical, bodily afflictions that people would put upon themselves. That was the normal way in which people repented back in Germany in the 13th century. However, the Sefer Hasidim writes in this case that from the moment that he accepted upon himself to repent,
just from that moment, the thought alone of accepting to repent, then it is permitted to view this person as though he is a full-fledged Jew again. And the Sefer Hasidim writes, we're allowed to drink the wine with him, and we don't have to be concerned about his wine being prohibited like we normally would assume about somebody who is not Jewish, and he could be counted in our minyan, and he can make the minyan, when we need 10 men to make the minyan, he could be part of that, and he's treated as a full Jew for all these purposes. And we see from here, the Sefer Hasidim is saying that from the moment that he accepts this upon himself, we're going to view him as a full Jew again. And the Chasam Sofer, writing much later, argues in the same way, because there was a case there where there was a butcher, somebody who was working in a butcher shop, and he became of a different faith, and then he wanted to return to Judaism, and the people were arguing that his meat should still be not kosher, because all he did was verbally say he was repenting. He didn't really do anything. The Sefer Hasidim cites our Gemara, and he cites our Tosfos, and says, we see from here that since Biyadu Atakein Klal, since what we're talking about is easy repentance. So we're not talking about bodily afflictions. We're talking about a state of mind that the person wants to become Jewish again, wants to live amongst the Jewish people, just verbalizing this and being sincere. That's all that's needed. And so the Chasam Sofer says nowadays that we have to make it very easy for people who have become apostates to return to our faith, because we know that there's no benefit for them to come back to being Jewish. That the only benefit is that they're in their sincerity, that they believe that this is the way to live a proper life. Somebody who was born Jewish should live their whole life as a Jew, and so this is what they want to do. That we go out of our way to make it easier for such a person to repent. And so therefore, this should be our approach to such people. We should make it easy as possible. And so therefore, somebody who has converted to a different faith, all they have to do is to say, if they were born Jewish, they just have to say, we want to be Jewish again, and we want to live our life as a Jew, and then such a person can be accepted in our minyan.